Why did you do it? Here's what they told me. Almost without exception. Father, you have no idea how wonderful it is to see your name and a long story on the first page, the front page of the newspapers. Everybody wants to be recognized. And some people, this is not a fable, this is a fact. Some people commit crimes in order to become, well, famous. Back to our subject. The present world is, as I said before, deluged with crime. I'm not saying there is necessarily more sin. There are more people, so we can say there's more sin. But we are more aware of sin than ever before. And this has created what I call a mammoth problem. You know what a mammoth is? A mammoth is something very big. An elephant is a mammoth animal. The problem is that being so aware of human sinfulness, we then know who are called by profession to sanctity. You might see everybody is called to be saved. And St. Paul tells us, who can finish this sentence? This is the will of God, your multo bene. So the will of God for all Christian believers is sanctification. But who especially are called to the highest degree of sanctity, sinners. And the bigger the sinners they have been, shall I use another pronoun, the bigger the sinners we have been, the higher the sanctity to which we are called. Sisters, this is not, I repeat, pious poetry. This is our faith. That's why in God's providence there was a St. Paul. That's why in God's providence there was a St. Augustine. That's why in God's providence there was a St. Ignatius Loyola. After his conversion, his work was not finished. He ought to provide for at least one child whose father he was before his conversion. Am I clear? That's my father in God, Saint Ignatius. We are now aware of human sinfulness to a degree never before. I soon say this of any one individual. We don't usually know all that much about A, B, C, and D. And sisters, I can say this. One of the great blessings of the priesthood is, and hear it, to remember what you should remember and forget what you should forget. That, sisters, is a good memory. Am I clear? Am I clear? A good memory remembers what should be remembered, and a good memory forgets what should be forgotten. But I can forget. Stupid. That's what you got a will for. Sin has become a preoccupation, and we have to almost do violence to ourselves to keep telling ourselves, question, is there some mistake? Or am I born in the wrong age? Or am I the wrong person? Me, a religious? A what? A religious? Are you kidding? So, this is, I repeat, part one, remember what's for ourselves. Remember? How many parts was there for part one? Thanks. Now for part two, on how we are to counsel, direct, and help others, especially in the consecrated life. In other words, we are to reassure others, sure you've been a sinner, so what? That's all the more reason why you should be a not just good, but a holy religious. But, this is what I tell you, while you don't know me, I don't have to know you. All I have to do is know my faith. The bigger sinner you've been, the bigger saint you're supposed to become. Sisters, isn't that comforting? Human beings always accepting Jesus and Mary have always been sinners. And by now, sisters, we know so many sinners. And, sisters, we are specialists in analyzing people's sins. The longer we live with some religious, the thicker the book we could write, their autobiography. Pardon me. Their biography. And my paper says we have tens of thousands of names for the vices, the sins that other people commit. We should reassure ourselves that from the very beginning, once the human race fell, it became the only kind of human race that existed after the fall of our first parents has been what? A sinful human race. And yet, that sinful race from the beginning, God wanted to not just be redeemed, but, have you said so correctly, to be sanctified. And the one who used those words was Saint Paul. And sisters, you may be surprised. There are other reasons. But one reason why religious, we religious in the Society of Jesus are allowed to change our names, but we don't have to. You people change your names. One reason, Father, don't say it. One reason is, who was the sinner who not only witnessed